Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, gorgeous humans. Welcome back to the Feminine Reset Emotional Strength Daily, your daily dose of inspiration and real talk about navigating this wild ride called life. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, sometimes this whole adulting thing feels like trying to juggle chainsaws while riding a unicycle on a tightrope. Am I right? But fear not, fabulous friends, because today we're diving into something absolutely essential. The art of self-care. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, ugh, another preaky podcast about taking bubble baths, hear me out. Self-care isn't just about lavender, candles, and face masks, although those are nice. It's about actively choosing to nurture yourself mind, body, and soul so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. So, strap on your comfy sweatpants, grab your favorite beverage, and let's unpack some seriously juicy self-care wisdom. First up, remember that self-care isn't selfish. Ever heard the saying, you can't pour from an empty cup? It's so true. You wouldn't expect your phone to run on fumes, would you? So why treat yourself any differently? When you prioritize self-care, you replenish your energy, reduce stress, and ultimately become a more effective version of yourself in your relationships, work, hobbies, everything. Next, let's ditch the pressure of perfect self-care. You know that feeling when you see those Instagram influencers doing all these elaborate yoga poses or meditating in serene gardens? Don't compare yourself to them. Self-care looks different for everyone. What works for one person might not work for another. Maybe your version of self-care is a good old-fashioned Netflix binge, a long walk in nature, or even just taking a hot shower and letting all the stress melt away. Find what truly nourishes you and embrace it. Speaking of embracing what feels good, remember to say no more often. I know it can feel like a superpower, but seriously, learning to set boundaries is crucial for self-care. You don't have to be everyone's yes person. It's okay to decline requests that drain you or take time away from what truly matters to you. Trust me, your soul will thank you. Now, let's talk about fuel. What are you putting into your body? Think of it like this. If you put junk food in a high-performance car, it's not going to run very well, right? The same goes for us. Nourish yourself with healthy foods that give you energy and make you feel good. And don't forget about hydration. Water is your best friend. Finally, remember the power of connection. Humans are social creatures, and we need genuine connections to thrive. Make time for loved ones, join a community that aligns with your values, or simply reach out to someone who needs a listening ear. Strong relationships are essential for emotional well-being. Think about a time when you really neglected self-care. Maybe you were super busy with work, had a major deadline looming, or were simply just running on autopilot. How did that feel? Were you more irritable, less patient, more prone to making impulsive decisions? See, neglecting your well-being has a ripple effect that impacts every aspect of your life. Now flip the script. Remember a time when you prioritized self-care. Maybe you took a relaxing bath, went for a hike in nature, or simply had some quiet time to recharge. How did that make you feel? More centered, energized, and ready to take on the world, right? So, my fabulous friends, let's recap. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Find what works for you, say no more often, nourish your body with good fuel, and don't underestimate the power of connection. Ready to take action? This week, I challenge you to schedule one dedicated self-care activity into your day. Doesn't have to be anything fancy, a hot bath, a walk in nature, reading that book you've been meaning to finish, whatever brings you joy. Share your experience with me on social media using the hashtag #FeminineResetSelfCare. I can't wait to see how you're rocking this self-care thing. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.